Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. You had Friday off, Tony. How was your long weekend?
Apparently not long enough.
Oops.
Nowhere to be found.
Oopsie. So you knew. You knew he needed more time off.
Well,
somebody got word to you.
He didn't want you to be so right about Anthony Edwards, so he said, you know what? I don't want to hear the Michael Wilbon Anthony Edwards love letter. I'm out.
Yeah, I think he's heard of him by now. Welcome to PTI. Tony needed a day off to recover from his days off. So I am glad to be joined today by our great friend, fill-in Frank Isola.
They took off as well.
Tepid, but it's a Monday. Let's start, and I'm going to try to go without glasses and a diminished black eye, with the Minnesota Timberwolves hoping to beat the Nuggets in Denver for a second straight time tonight. Minnesota's Anthony Edwards, my goodness, scored 43 Saturday night in a Game 1 win, while Nikola Jokic shot just 11 of 25 from the floor, and Jamal Murray, who's hampered by a calf injury, had a plus-minus of minus 22, and Denver lost by 7. Frank, how important is it for the champs playing at home tonight in Game 2 to win now?
Yeah, it's everything. And first of all, you look like a million bucks, and Anthony Edwards right now looks like the best player in the NBA. So you got both of those things going for you. Denver better win this game tonight. I think if they don't win, I think they're in huge trouble. I don't think they're going to win. In fact, I think if Minnesota wins tonight, I'm expecting to see them in the NBA Finals. I think they're that good. You know, it's interesting. So right now, Rudy Gobert is being listed as questionable. He became a first-time father, so there's a chance that he might be with his new baby. The Denver Nuggets are saying, please go. Don't show up for tonight's game. Because Rudy Gobert, yeah, you know, who everyone likes to pick on for a lot of things, he made a huge impact.
Very
How about that
effective
stretch in the fourth quarter? First of all, the game was tied 84. What happens? Minnesota, not the defending champs, go on a 16-7 run. But Rudy Gobert had that one little sequence. Missed shot, gets his own missed shot, dunks it. Then at the other end, Nikola Jokic goes to throw the lob pass to Aaron Gordon, and there's Rudy Gobert at the rim slapping it away. About 99 times out of 100, that works for Nikola Jokic. It ain't working with Rudy Gobert. And Nikola Jokic, you mentioned the stats. He had 7 turnovers in that game. So they have the size with Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert to create a lot of problems for Nikola Jokic. And with Jamal Murray somewhat limited, be careful, Denver. They could be in some trouble tonight.
Frank, they're already in trouble. They're in big trouble. And so much of it is, you talk about Rudy Gobert. Let's focus on that for a second. Because he is often the second defender Joker. There's another primary defender, whether that's Cat or Naz Reid or somebody else. They have enough size and depth at that position where they can put somebody really on Joker and let Rudy Gobert just sort of roam. And he is like a 3-time defensive player of the year, maybe a 4th coming up soon. And it's just too much. And if Jamal Murray, by the way, as we shift from, you know, the most important player on Denver's team to the next most important, if Jamal Murray is limited because of that calf injury, first of all, if you are limited by anything, if you're 100%, chances are you can't keep up with Anthony Edwards. If you're diminished, you have no chance. Nope. And then you're tired, you're spent, and there's no jump shot at the end of the game to win it because you're not even close
Kill
enough.
Kill him in pick and roll.
Listen, and how about this? I remember Jaden McDaniels was 0 for 7 in that game, right? And McDaniels and Naz Reid didn't even play with Minnesota when they pushed Denver last postseason. The champs are in trouble. I'm not going to sit here and say they can't win tonight. I expect them to bring the greatest effort we have seen since last year when they pushed to the title. I expect to see that kind of effort and performance tonight. I expect this series to be even, Frank, but if it ain't, they're done.
Yeah, and Denver, remember, last year they never trailed in a series. Then in the finals, they did lose that home game. Then they won the next three. You know, you mentioned Naz Reid, who's from Asbury Park. That's Bruce Springsteenville in New Jersey. He had, at one point in that fourth quarter, he had 10 straight points. He scored 14 of his 16 in the great fourth player. Quarter. That was some performance. So let's give a lot of credit, too, to Chris Finch, who had surgery on his knee. You know, he's there with the team. Mike Anori coached him. Chris Finch is an amazing story. This is a guy who was coaching in England. He had a better chance of becoming the manager of your beloved Chelsea Football Club than he did being an NBA head coach. And look where he is right now.
That's the routing. England. Nick Nurse both.
That's right. Pretty impressive. All right, the Cavs, they're into the second round. Donovan Mitchell filed a 50-point game with 39 as Cleveland eliminated Orlando in Sunday's Game 7. The Cavs now face the Celtics in the second round. Mike, do we need to start paying attention to this Cleveland team?
I mean, you can pay attention. Anytime you have a game, two games, back-to-back like Donovan Mitchell, where he goes for nearly 90 points in, Game 6 and Game 7, yes, you want to pay attention. He and Darius Garland can be an effective backcourt. Garland's had his struggles in the series so far, in the playoffs so far. But listen, Boston should just not have much trouble with Cleveland. They just shouldn't. You got and listen, that backcourt I mentioned, starting with Donovan Mitchell, they're running up against a different defensive beast with the Boston backcourt. So that's a whole different thing than Orlando, which was inexperienced and sort of, nervous on the big stage, weren't ready to handle Game 7, even though they pulled themselves back into the series by winning 3 of 4. Going against the Celtics is another matter, and they've been rested. They don't even need Porzingis much in this series. Let's see what Donovan Mitchell could do against this backcourt.
And you mentioned the inexperience of Orlando. You know, you think about all those young players. They're up 18 in the game. From that point on, they were outscored 30 points the rest of the way. What drove me nuts about Orlando, Franz Wagner, 1 for 15, Jalen Suggs, 2 for 13. Guys, if you're struggling that much, why are you both? They want to combine 2 for 15 on threes. That tells you about the inexperience, not getting to the basket, trying to draw fouls. A couple of things about Cleveland. From the free throw line, Orlando took 30 more free throws, and Cleveland only shot 28% on threes. So you mentioned Boston with Drew Holiday, Derek White. They could throw multiple defenders at Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, who's got a little Dwayne Wade, he could stop on a dive, elevate, and score, but he's still only 6'1". And it's hard for your best player, especially when you're relying on him to score so much. It'll help if Jared Allen were to play a little bit. I'm glad Cleveland won their first playoff series without a guy named LeBron James on their team. It's the first time they've done that in 30 years.
Good for them.
Exactly. But against, Boston is going to learn their lesson from last year. They're not going to take anybody lightly. They almost got knocked out in the second round by Philadelphia. Obviously, they lost the next round against the Cleveland team. I just don't see it, even without Porzingis available.
Yeah, even without Porzingis in this series, as you said. And so, look, Cleveland, again, kudos. They needed to show the improvement of being able to win a playoff series, and they did. I'm not suggesting they're going to be satisfied. I'm suggesting they're going to be overmatched.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you've had a season like Boston. You're the Celtics. You can't even goof around.
No.
You go out there and you take care of them, and Cleveland's got to be tired coming off that 7-game series.
Turnaround.
So I'm expecting no more than 5 in that series, Frank.
Right.
And I suspect you and I are on the same wavelength. We had 2 Game 7s in the NHL over the weekend. In Boston, Saturday night, the Bruins bounced the Leafs in overtime. Ugh! And yesterday, the Stars eliminated the Golden Knights by the same score, 2-1. Frank, which advancing team impressed you the most, Bruins or Stars?
All right, so one thing about the Bruins, William Nylander scores, and it's Toronto 1-0. You think about great baseball playoff games. A nothing-nothing game late in a Game 7 in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning is a great game. This one in the third period, no goals yet. It just added to the drama.
The tension.
Boston scored 80 seconds later. That was huge because who knows when they're going to start thinking about pulling their goal to get the tying goal. They score in overtime. One thing about Dallas, though, that home ice advantage. They lose the first 2 games at home to the defending Stanley Cup champs, and they go on and they end up winning in 7
Total
games.
Surprise.
Their goalie, Jake Oettinger, only gave up 2 third-period goals. So in the entire series, he only gave up a third-period goal in 1 of the 7 games. And how about the head coach of the Dallas Stars, Pete DeBoer? He's now 8-0 in Game 7. That's pretty darn good. That's with 4 different teams. That's a pretty good record. So he knows how to get his team ready and focused for a winner-take-all game.
Frank, also, how about Pastrnak? How about David Pastrnak?
He needed it.
Is challenged by his coach.
Jim Montgomery challenged him. That's right.
And responds in the ultimate way you can. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down too much with looking back because the series that we've got coming up, Bruins, Panthers, Dallas,
rematch.
Avalanche, but these are great series. But the one I care the most about, and the Rangers are already up in their series against Carolina, Edmonton and Vancouver. And I know I'm looking out on the end of the earth for you I-95 people like you and Tony, but look, I've already lost Toronto. I wanted the Toronto-Edmonton series. I got no shot at that, obviously, because Toronto was taken out by the Bruins in that overtime game. And I thought when Toronto scored, I thought, okay, this is going to be it. They're going to slay the dragon that has tormented them. No, not so fast. But the Edmonton-Vancouver series, once again, Canada down to just one team left with the two Canadian teams facing each other. I hate that, but that's the way.
But you're guaranteed to get a Canadian team playing for a chance to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. So look at it that way.
Yes, yes. You're still alive. In the conference finals, you would have that.
Yep.
All right. Let's take a break. But coming up, do the Indiana Pacers or the Knicks have the edge in that series, which begins in a couple of hours?
And did the Dodgers or the Yankees have a bigger sweep this weekend? At least some team in L.A. is still alive.
In that Dodgers background, you might see somebody you know.
I heard all about it. First, you went viral. You know.
Pardon me.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's time to hear from you, our esteemed viewers. Frank, you got to do the honors.
All right. Let's see if my invitation for Mike's big Memorial Day barbecue is in here.
Okay.
Maybe. I didn't get it last year. All right, Mike. Pacers-Knicks starts tonight. Which team do you give the edge?
Oh, the Knicks. The Knicks. And I'm looking forward to, I mean, just a stylistic, I mean, a canyon between these two teams and how they play and their philosophies. The Knicks want to control pace. They want to bludgeon you. The Pacers not only need to run, they better run. They want to get this game in the 120-point area. If they're up around 120, they'll have a chance. I don't see them having much of a chance in this, even though I hate to say that because Rick Carlisle, I think, is one of the great coaches and also still underrated despite having a championship ring.
Yep.
The point guard's going to get a lot of the attention. We're going to pay so much attention to Haliburton and Jalen Brunson, and we should. But again, styles make fights, Frank.
Yep.
And I don't know, like, can the Knicks, will they get suckered into trying to move the pace? They have the slowest pace in the league, and the Pacers have the second fastest. Who's going to give? Who's going to win out in that particular area will dictate the terms of this series to me. But I expect it to be the Knicks.
Yeah, a couple of things about the Knicks. You know, they averaged 14.5 offensive rebounds against Philadelphia in the first round. They were a plus 42 on second chance points. So Indiana, if they want to have a chance, they got to do better on the glass, and I think they will. A couple of things. Number one, you get OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, who both started the season in Toronto. Why wasn't Toronto winning with both these guys? One of them's going to a conference finals. The other interesting thing is you mentioned the point guard situation. And obviously, Rick Carlisle was Jalen Brunson's first NBA head coach in Dallas. You know, Brunson is averaging 35 points a game this season in three games against Indiana. And Halliburton's numbers have come down a little bit. Now, granted, that's defense is focusing. I'm talking about in the playoffs. The defense is more focused on him, and other guys are doing a little bit more. It's funny. The two of them were teammates on the FIBA World Cup team. And Haliburton started playing a little bit more toward the end of that tournament, and Haliburton landed on the Olympic roster. So I think for Jalen Brunson, who I know is all about team, but there's a nice little interesting individual matchup there.
Oh, there is.
I think because the Knicks are at home, I'm going to give the Knicks the edge in this series. I like the way that they're playing, especially guys like Josh Hart and Isaiah Hartenstein have been really good.
Well, keep in mind, too, Halliburton's got a hamstring issue.
Yeah,
and he hasn't played as well since. And one more thing. Jalen Brunson. You know how much I love Jalen Brunson. His foundation is called Second Round. He named it that. To remind himself and all the others, the people let him slide to the second round. But it's that mentality. It is that mental toughness and that, yes, get back at you, done within a team context, which also highlights other people not wanting him. So if he perceives that you know, the coach of today's rival, today's opponent, didn't want him, and Halliburton was a guy who was chosen ahead of him to some respect, it fuels this fire. And he is such a self-made player, Brunson is. I love Brunson. He's going to be great in this series. Watch.
Yeah, you're right about that. And like I said, he's on the Olympic team. All right, let's get to the next one. Anthony Edwards, thanking you, by the way, for all the nice things you said. No. Who had the bigger sweep this weekend, the Dodgers or the Yankees?
Okay, the Yankees were fine, but, you know, it was Detroit. And Detroit's pretty good. You know, a couple games over 500. But you're seeing Shohei up there. I was sitting a lot closer to Shohei than any of those people because I was just a few rows behind him. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And my first time seeing him in person, Frank, they swept the Braves. The Braves came into that series with the best record in baseball, and they left getting swept. Shohei in person, I mean, he's nearly as big as Aaron Judge. He's like a college football tight end at least. And he went deep Saturday. He went deep twice Sunday. I saw the one Saturday, and I saw Muncy hit three Saturday. The Dodgers were more impressive and got to see Mookie. That's a murderer's row lineup, man. But Ohtani, seeing him live for the first time was a treat.
I love it. Mike is sitting right near home plate. Thanks, Mr. Johnson, he said. I'm sitting in the upper deck at Yankee Stadium. Thank you, StubHub, that I was able to get a ticket. You know, the Dodgers, they outscored the Braves by 14 runs in the three-game series. And Ohtani has been a two-time unanimous MVP, and he's actually off to his best start offensively. He's been on an absolute tear. But I'll give you one for the Yankees here. They're three-game series.
65.
Anthony Rizzo, your guy from the Cubs, has the walk-off home run on Friday, has a three-run home run on Saturday, then Aaron Judge with an opposite field home run yesterday. Nestor Cortez
Judge
goes six
back.
And a third. His ERA is at, you know, just under four runs a game, and they're chasing the Baltimore Orioles. That was a big-time series win for the Yankees. We know the Dodgers are going to be there. The AL East is better than your division where the Dodgers are. So they're more impressive with the Yankees.
Murderer's Row, Frank. They got Murderer's Row, not the Yankees
right
now.
But they never won in the playoffs. Remember that.
Thank you for your email. They didn't have Shohei either. They have him now. Yeah. We're taking one last break. Still to come, a pair of photo finishes. They still call them photo finishes? Over the weekend, close.
Those bubble titles don't count. And Caitlin Clark had an impressive WNBA debut. Not too shabby. Preseason debut.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Kay Jewelers. Celebrate every kiss with Kay.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 93rd birthday, 93, to Willie Mays. Willie Howard Mays Jr., the Say Hey Kid, was born this day in 1931 in Westfield, Alabama. He joined the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues when he was just 16 and was 20 when he won Rookie of the Year for the New York Giants. After missing nearly two full seasons to serve in the Army during the Korean War, Mays returned in 1954 to win MVP and help the Giants sweep Cleveland in the World Series, making what I believe is the greatest catch in baseball history. In all, Mays was a 24-time All-Star, first ballot Hall of Famer, Tony Kornheiser's favorite player, and for my money, the greatest player to ever live.
Yeah, my father used to tell me stories about Willie Mays, Duke Snyder, Mickey Mantle, all playing in New York at the same time. You heard about Mickey Mantle, it was like, about Willie Mays, like a mythical figure. Then all of a sudden he's playing for the Mets. You know, he was 42 years old in 73, and in that World Series, he had three hits and he had two RBIs.
If Mays doesn't go to serve, and of course he served, he'd had 100 more home runs. He'd had 760. Yep. Happy anniversary, Kerry Wood, on this day 26 years ago in his fifth career start. The Cubs' 20-year-old rookie threw a one-hit, no-walk, 20-strikeout shutout against the Astros at Wrigley Field. Weirdly, Wood said he was all over the place in his warm-up. He doesn't remember throwing a single strike then, but in the game, he was masterful. The Astros washed or waved at pitches that broke like they were wiffle balls. Wood went on to win Rookie of the Year, but a string of injuries kept him from the type of long-term dominance that that performance suggested.
You know, Mike, I watched that game from the press room at Market Square Arena. Coincidentally enough, Knicks Pacers, it was in between games one and two. One thing about what he did, 24 times in Major League Baseball history, 24 perfect games, 18-4 home run games, only five games with 20 strikeouts. Roger Clemens has two of them. Randy Johnson,
Matt Scherzer. Should have been on a winning team in 03. They should have won. Yep. Happy trails to figuring out who won two weekend races with the naked eye. On Saturday, Mystic Dan edged Sierra Leone on a photo finish at the Kentucky Derby. Forever Young was just a nose back in third. And yesterday at a NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway, Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher by 1,000th Frank of a second. Buescher's team initially thought their driver had won the race. It wasn't until turn three of the cool down lap that Larson realized he had won.
Incredible finishes. You know, one thing about the Kentucky Derby, that NBC pre-race show, I thought it was going to preempt the Olympics. That thing went on forever, but the race was phenomenal. And how about Fierceness, who was the favorite, owned by my guy Mike Rapoli, finished 15th. Only Tom Brady got roasted worse this weekend.
Those finishes are unbelievable. The technology needed now. No errors today. We're running out of show. Let's jump to the big finish. The Rangers beat the Hurricanes in game one of their second round series. Is that significant?
You know, the Rangers are 5-0, Mike, and we could get Rangers, Bruins, Knicks, Celtics. That's a special just for you. Caitlin Clark, 21 points, including 5 3-pointers in her WNBA preseason debut. Your thoughts?
She was impressive, but more impressive was 130-some thousand people streaming a Lynx Sky preseason WNBA game. People had no idea if they could find
Cardozo
the game. 135,000. You kidding me?
Yep.
Lionel Messi had a goal and 5 assists in Miami's 6-2 win over the New York Red Bulls to Finger City.
All right, Luis Suarez had 3 goals. Messi was great, but in March, the Red Bulls beat Miami without Messi, 4-0. The Padres acquired Luis Arraez from the Marlins on Saturday. Is that a big deal?
It's a two-time batting champion. Yes, last one. Lando Norris beat Max Verstappen at the Miami Grand Prix. Are you impressed?
Yes, it's his first win in 110 starts. But the biggest story in Miami today is Pat Riley telling Jimmy Butler, stop talking, shut your mouth. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. I want to give a shout out to Bob Parsons. He's in the founder of PXG and the studio I'm sitting in. Congratulations on your new book, Fire in the Hole. Start reading this right away. Tony's not getting a copy. And now, no, Tony.